Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday. We had a phenomenal game 3 last night in the NBA. The Indiana Pacers, they take a 2-1 lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder. History says if you win game 3 of the NBA Finals, you win 80% of the time. The Pacers win a very entertaining matchup last night over the Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll talk about that. The Chiefs, they are back at practice. Kingsley Suamataia met with the media. Also, Kareem Hunt and Andy Reid will play that for you coming up in about 15 minutes. We got a random Royals lineup locked and loaded here in the next 10 minutes or so. We got a lot to get into in today's show. We actually don't have a guest scheduled today. It is just me. It is just you. It is just Rob Brenton taking you up until 5:30 when we hand things off to the Royals pregame show. All right, without further ado, I got to ask you guys two things. And you know what? It would mean a lot to me if you did these two things. Can you listen to the show every day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan? And can you tell one friend to check out the show? I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two friends to check out the show, but you know what? Peggers cannot be choosers. If you could just tell one person to check out the show, you know what? I would be excited about it. This is how I would like to start today's show. Maybe a little bit different than how we usually would. Every year in the NFL, we look for teams that are going to regress. We look for teams that are going to take a step back. Maybe this team made the playoffs. Maybe this team won far more games than people expected. And then the next year when we make our playoff predictions, that is a team that we usually have missing the playoffs. For example, I am not as high on the Washington Commanders as everybody else. I see a team that overachieved last year, a team that had a quarterback play a nearly flawless, perfect rookie year, a team that won a game on a Hail Mary, a team that ended up going to the NFC Championship game shockingly out of nowhere. And the expectation is that the Commanders are going to be a better team. They went out, they got Laremy Tunsil, they went out and they got Deebo Samuel. They are going to be a drastically improved roster. A lot of you are very high on the Commanders. There's a more local and closer example than that. And that team to me is the Denver Broncos. Last year, the Denver Broncos won 10 games. They got blown out in their playoff game. But you know what? I'm sure that the Broncos right now are walking around with their chest kind of puffed out a little bit. they think they have their quarterback in Bo Nix. Again, they won double-digit games last year. Now, mind you, if we go back and we look at the teams that they actually beat, I don't know if you would be that impressed. I mean, last year, the last four wins for the Broncos were a Chiefs team that had packed it in and were ready for the postseason. The Indianapolis Colts, a team that was not very good at the end of the year. The Cleveland Browns, a team that picked in the top five. The Las Vegas Raiders, a team that picked in the top 10. The Atlanta Falcons, another bad team. Last year's Denver Broncos team made the playoffs largely because they beat up on bad opponents. Now, I don't listen to a lot of Denver sports talk, but I'm guessing that there is a feeling of confidence. There is a feeling of progression that the Broncos are feeling and not a feeling of regression. But a lot of us are from the outside looking in and we're thinking, wait, I mean, you guys weren't that good last year. I mean, you guys kind of only made the postseason because you had a favorable schedule. You guys played the top teams in the conference, the top teams in the league, and lost a majority of those games. Can we say that about the Royals? Because last year, the Royals go 12-1 against the Chicago White Sox. They were 500 against everybody else. We now sit here on June 12th. The Royals are a 500 team, a team that has struggled to score basically the entire year. Now, like many of you, I came into this season very optimistic. There was no reason not to. You had Bobby Wood Jr., the second best player in the American League. Vinny Pasquantino was coming back from injury. Salvador Perez had a phenomenal season. The Royals go out and make a move to go get Jonathan India. The pitching was there. The Royals had all the ingredients to take a step forward this season. Now, I'm guessing in Cleveland, I'm guessing in Minnesota, I'm guessing in Chicago, the teams in the division, they're kind of looking at the Royals like, I mean, you guys kind of made the playoffs last year because you beat up on the White Sox. You guys didn't really address some of your core issues, which was an offense that floundered the final 30 games of the season. You didn't really add a lot of punch. And there was a lot of expectations that guys that maybe overperformed in 2024 were also going to overperform in 2025. Well, MJ Melendez can't be as bad as he was last year. Hunter Renfro can't be as bad as he was last year. We got Reagans and Lugo. Look at all these things we have. Everybody is going to stay the same, and we're going to get contribution from new players. And the Royals have gotten contribution from new players. Some of their other players have either regressed or they're just not having the season that they had a year ago. I make that comparison because it is usually hard to spot the problem within yourself or your own team. And it's very easy to diagnose it when it's somebody else's team. You don't have any emotion wrapped up into it. You guys don't mind telling the Broncos that they're overrated. You guys don't mind telling the Broncos that they're not really that good, that they only made the postseason last year because their schedule was incredibly favorable. And last year, when the Broncos played any team that you thought had a chance to actually do something, they lost last year. They lost to the Chiefs. They lost to Baltimore. They lost to the Chargers that made the postseason both times. They lost to Cincinnati in a game where they could have clinched it on their own, but they lost in overtime. They lost to Seattle, a good team from last year. They lost to Pittsburgh. When the Broncos in 2024 played any team that you think had a pulse, they lost. But they beat up on Carolina. They beat up on New Orleans. They beat up on Vegas. They beat up on Cleveland when they played them. Is that the Royals? I don't ask these questions to be a Debbie Downer. I'm just sitting here and we are very, very close to the halfway point. I mean, we are less than 2 weeks away from the halfway point in the Royals season. And some of the things that the Royals have regressed towards the mean to, I think if we were looking at it through a more objective eye and weren't in the middle of it, I think we could have spotted some of these things with the Royals. They're just an average baseball team. They're not great. They're not bad. There's no reason to give up on this season. But every year in football, we openly discuss these teams. Hey, there's going to be five or six teams that made the postseason the year before that don't make it. And there's going to be five or six teams that just come out of nowhere and are far better than you expected them to be. That team last year was the Royals. We weren't expecting the Royals to be a playoff team. They kind of came out of nowhere, kind of like Denver, kind of like the Commanders. Well, this upcoming year, there's going to be a new Denver. There's going to be a new Commanders. Tennessee ends up being better than you think. New England ends up being better than you think. The Giants end up surprising you and end up making the postseason. That's why we love the NFL. That's just a topic that we have consistently in the NFL. We don't really talk about it in baseball. We don't talk about the team that over exceeds their expectations, and then the next year, it's not a given that you take a step forward. Actually, you are more likely to take a step back than take a step forward. Things can really only go down for the Commanders from this spot. They exceeded everybody's expectations. Now they're going to the Super Bowl? No, this Commander season probably ends with them winning 7 games and not making the playoffs. We know that in the NFL. I'm not sure if we know that in baseball. And as we have seen almost 50% of the season with this Royals team, they just look like the Broncos from last year. Hey, they beat up on the White Sox last year. They ended up making the playoffs. They exceeded everybody's expectations. There was a lot of hope, a lot of buzz, a lot of optimism here in the city, where if you were in Cleveland, if you were in Detroit, if you were in Seattle, you probably would have been able to spot, hey, I don't know if this Royals team is as good as people think that they are. They might be a little bit overrated. They might have just had the right schedule in the right year. And that's a major reason of how the Royals made the postseason last year. Now, you can bounce back. We've seen teams miss the playoffs 1 year and then come back the next year and shore some things up. Or a team ends up being healthier in the following season than they were in that year. That's sports. It's going to be an ebb and flow. It's going to be a roller coaster, especially for those teams that are in the middle. And I think we've seen enough Royals baseball in 2025 to know the Royals are just kind of one of those teams that's just in the middle. You don't really have a lot of consistent 9-win teams. That's kind of hard to be consistently at that point. You kind of ebb and flow. You kind of up and down. And that certainly is what the Royals feel like this season. All right, Rob, you know the rules. If we start the show with the Kansas City Royals, that can only mean one thing. Rob, hit me.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Carrying today's random Royals lineup takes us back to the year 2007, where on this date in Royals history, the 2007 Royals actually won a game. They thumped the St. Louis Cardinals. Here is your Royals lineup from that day. Leading off in center field, David DeJesus. At second base, batting second, Mark Grudzielanek.
Mark G.
Batting third, the right fielder, Mark Tien.
Mark Tien would hit fifth on this team.
Yes, he would. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, Mike Sweeney. Batting fifth, they list him at first base to start the game, Alex Gordon.
Hey, Alex Gordon at first base? This is a real random lineup that we got here.
Batting sixth, the third baseman, Esteban Hermann.
This is where things start to get spooky. We always have that part in the random Royals lineup where things start to get spooky, and this is one of those days.
Batting seventh, the catcher, Jason LaRue.
I remember that name.
Batting eighth, the shortstop, Tony Pena. And batting ninth, in left field, Joey Gathright.
Joey Gathright. Are we counting Joey Gathright as friend of the show? He might be real close to friend of the show.
He's friend adjacent. By the way, the Royals won this day.
Acquaintance of the show.
Because they got seven strong with 6 strikeouts from Brian Bannister.
Real.
If the Royals beat the Cardinals on this date 8-1 behind a 5-run first inning, which included a Tien triple.
I would wear a Brian Bannister jersey right now, actually. A Brian Bannister jersey. So, no, that's just wanted to point that out to you guys. Brian Bannister. Coming up on the other side, let's talk about the Chiefs. Andy Reid met with the media today. Kingsley Suamataia met with the media today. Kareem Hunt met with the media today. We'll play it for you next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back into the show, 913-586-7965. So let's switch from the Royals. We'll talk a little bit of Chiefs here. The Chiefs are having OTAs. They are actually winding down the offseason portion for this year, and then they'll take a little bit of a break, and then they'll head to St. Joe. I want to give you guys this message again because this message is really important. There is not a lot of good news that happens with your NFL team in the month of June. In fact, there are only really two kinds of stories. At three. One, a player got hurt. You don't want one of those kind of stories. You know the worst time for your NFL superstar to get hurt? In June. In a non-contact drill, they just fall to the ground and they pop something or tore something or they hurt something working out. You want to stay away from those stories. Number two, one of your players got caught up in the offseason. You cheer for the Kansas City Chiefs. You know this story all too well. You don't want to just randomly wake up one day and you get a TMZ notification. TMZ should never be talking about your number one wide receiver. So that's number two. Number one, somebody gets injured. Number two, somebody gets in trouble. You want to stay away from that. Number three, it can be good. It can be bad. It's contract news. It's James Cook is not showing up to work. I mean, that's not the worst thing in the world. It's TJ Watt is not going to show up to mandatory practice. Again, not the worst thing in the world. But we have reached a point where there's usually not a lot of NFL news. It's usually one of the three things with your NFL team. Somebody got hurt. Somebody got in trouble, or it's about the money. This is the only time that you can really ask for a raise as an NFL player. So you should take advantage of that and use this summer to try to get more money in your pocket. The quieter the offseason, the better. I'm turning on ESPN and they're talking about the Cincinnati Bengals and not talking about them as they're going to be a team that's making noise and making moves. No, the Bengals are once again being cheap. And they are once again locked in a contract dispute with one of their most important players. Why draft a player in the first round if you don't want to pay him what you're supposed to pay him? They're arguing about guaranteed money as a first-round pick. You know how this goes. These should be the easiest, most simplistic contracts to figure out. It's negotiated already for you. Do what everybody else is doing. Here, sign this. This shouldn't be that hard, but they're the Bengals, and that's why the Bengals are usually in the news in June and July, which is normally explains why they have a tough start in August and September, getting off on a good foot. All right, let's hear from Andy Reid first. Andy Reid was asked about Kingsley Suamata'ia's development in guard. This is what he said.
Yeah, it looked like he learned as he went. It was rough, obviously, early. And expectations are high. You come into a championship caliber team and thrown in there at left tackle. And it's not always the easiest thing for a young guy. So, but I think it was a great experience when you, and I think that'll tell itself out as he goes forward.
So that was Andy Reid as he met with the media talking about Kingsley Suamata'ia. I mean, this to me is the number one question for the Chiefs this offseason. It is something that we will not have the answer to probably until, I would say, sometime in the middle or late part of September. The Chiefs are taking the gamble, the risk, that even though they have lost Joe Tooney, which was by far and away, in my opinion, their best and most versatile offensive lineman last year, they think the combination of either Josh Simmons plus Kingsley Suamata'ia or Jalen Moore plus Kingsley Suamata'ia, they feel like that gives them a better chance, a more stable offensive line than the one that they had last year toward the end of the season. The Chiefs, I mean, the right side of their offensive line, it's going to be the same. This wasn't them taking a sledgehammer to their offensive line the way that they did after losing the Super Bowl to Tampa Bay. The right side of their team is locked in. You've paid those guys. And in this scenario, again, you lose Joe Tooney, who is one of the best offensive linemen in the National Football League. So Kingsley Suamata'ia is just going to be a talking point the entire offseason. You tried him at left tackle. It went miserably for you where you sat him down in the middle of game number two. And Kingsley Suamata'ia, if we go back to a year ago at this time, they loved Kingsley Suamata'ia. It wasn't even a competition at his position. Well, then they started playing games that actually mattered, and then they put him out there, and then they were like, no, we can't do this. This is something that people don't really want to talk about in the NFL, and I get it. It's not really the sexiest of topics. How do you get better as an offensive lineman during practice when they have made it less and less physical? Like, that's up for Josh Simmons and why I think it's going to be a little bit of an uphill battle for him to climb to potentially be that week one starter for Kansas City. A, you're recovering from an injury. And I don't know if training camp is designed to get offensive linemen ready. It's less and less physical. You're not hitting each other. Football isn't one of those things that you can kind of film and study your ways. No, at some point, you got to go out there and you got to put the work in on the field. And with how the practices are limited, that's why I think in some ways we've seen a decline in offensive line play because it has become harder and harder to get offensive linemen ready to play. So I think in some ways, that's what happened to Kingsley Suamata'ia. Hey, you can run all those drills you want. Eventually, you got to go live. And he went live, and they gave him about 75 snaps of live reps. And they were like, yeah, we can't do this anymore. And they never put him back at left tackle. They have another offensive lineman that is not there right now. Trey Smith, he got hit with the franchise tag. He is not showing up for this part of the offseason. Certainly makes sense as he's trying to get a long-term extension. Andy Reid was asked if he was going to be there. Of course, he gave a long, detailed, very thorough answer.
We'll see. I don't know that, to be honest. I mean, these things are – we'll see where he goes, where it goes.
I mean, this is just the off season. If I was advising Trey Smith, you know what I'd be telling him not to do? Not to show up to practice right now. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything personal. I don't think it's personal. I think that it's business. Him showing up at practice right now is a negative. You can get hurt. You can get hurt. We can work out on our own. We'll work out. You know the system. You know the scheme. You do. I mean, it'd be great if you were there, but no, right now our focus is not you being at OTAs and minicamp. Our focus is trying to lock you into a generationally wealthy contract. You're almost there. You let me handle this. This is why I get my 4 or 5% to go get you this money, to go make sure that we lock this up. And you know what's great? I mean, getting $21 million guaranteed over the next 12 months is definitely great. I think I can get you 60. So sit back, hang tight, go down to Miami, work out, go back to Tennessee, work out, do those things. And then when you come back, you know what? We'll have you a brand new shiny contract. So I do not think that Trey Smith will be in for mandatory camp next week. I would not advise Trey Smith to be in attendance for mandatory mini camp next week. It doesn't really make a lot of sense if you are currently negotiating a contract for you to go show up, which right now it is unpaid. They're not getting paid right now. I mean, they get paid great during the season. It's unpaid right now. I'm not showing up to work right now if we ain't got the money side of this. We don't have the business side of this taken care of. And right now they're trying to figure all of that out.
Real quick, I don't know why I agree with you for mandatory. For this week, what it's organized team activities. Of course Trey Smith's not showing up. You're right. The guy in the franchise tag is not coming to, hey, let's put shorts and a t-shirt on and practice football in Kansas City. That makes sense to me. But he signed his franchise tag. Why would he take potential fines next season when he can come up for this season, excuse me, to come up here and practice for 3 days? I anticipate he will be at the mandatory portion because he has signed that tag. If nothing else, show up with your agent and use the 3 days to start negotiating. But you signed the tag. We've seen guys, Orlando Brown didn't. We've seen other guys not sign the franchise tag and not show up to work. That's fine. You're under contract, but not under contract. You're kind of in no man's land. I get that world. You signed the tag. You're getting paid. Don't take a fine and miss a mandatory part just for the vibes, I guess.
Now, this part is important. You can actually miss these parts of, well, I guess not. You can get these fines waived. You can't get the fines waived for training camp. So if we were talking about training camp, I would be on your side. Why sign the franchise tag if you were not interested in showing up? You could have simply not signed the franchise tag and just not shown up and then not be penalized because you're not under contract. So if you think that they're going to waive the fines, and certainly no reason to think that they won't, we're talking about $150,000 of maximum fines that it can be, but you think the difference of it could be $40 million on the back end with guaranteed money. Yeah, I'm telling my client not to show up. Hey, we're having great communication. You know that he's working out. You know he knows the system. You know he's a great teammate. You obviously think very highly of him enough to give him $21 million guaranteed for this season. He'll be there for training camp, but I'm not going to tell him to show up until he absolutely has to be there. He doesn't absolutely have to be there. And I think it's very important to note, I mean, he's really the only person who's, quote, unexcused as not showing up. I saw a stat last week. Every player on their defense was there. So right now, participation is not a problem with the Chiefs. The guys are showing up. But again, right now, this is the only time in the league that you can ask for a raise. This is the only time to get your money right. So go get your money right. And then when we get to St. Joe, come back, practice, and we'll do all the things that we need to do. Kareem Hunt also met with the media earlier today. He was asked about the running back room. Here's what he said.
Oh, I think we got a, you know, strong group, man. And I'm excited to, you know, work with these guys and, you know, see everybody at, you know, full health and, you know, get off seasons and be able to come out there and, you know, help this team.
That was Kareem Hunt talking about the running back room. You guys know my feelings on the running back room. I would have done a little bit more than what the Chiefs have done. But, I mean, this running back room to me is really predicated on one thing. It is predicated on their belief that Isaiah Pacheco is going to be healthy this season or back to normal this season. That is what their offseason tells me. They didn't take a decent sized swing in free agency. They got Elijah Mitchell, who missed all of last year. In the draft, they waited until the 200s to select a running back, Breshard Smith, the talented running back out of SMU. I mean, the Chiefs told you, hey, we think we're good at running back. They also brought back Kareem Hunt on a one-year deal. So, I mean, the Chiefs just, they don't have a lot of money. They don't have a lot of resources. They don't have a lot of things tied up into the running back room. I disagree. Rob agrees. You guys know this. But this entire running back room is predicated on, is Isaiah Pacheco going to bounce back to what he was? If you get 2023 Isaiah Pacheco, then I don't know if there's a lot of reasons to be worried for this upcoming year. You got a guy that's going to average 4.6, 4.7 yards per carry, a guy that's going to be a tough runner, a physical runner, a guy that's going to run for 920 yards. You then sprinkle in a little bit of Kareem Hunt in short yarded situations. You get a little bit of Elijah Mitchell if he's healthy, a little bit of Breshard Smith. I mean, they got a decent running back room if Isaiah Pacheco is back normal. It's not one of the better rooms in the league, but they got a decent room. But a lot of their room is really tied into the fact of Isaiah Pacheco bouncing back and being the running back that he was his first two seasons in the National Football League. Kareem Hunt was asked about his decision to come back to Kansas City, which seems like a no-brainer to me, but here's what he said.
I feel like it's some unfinished business, and I love the guys here. I love the staff and good people all around.
Yeah, there was never really a question to me or not if Kareem Hunt was going to be back on the team. I mean, he's making a one-year, $1.5 million deal that guarantees him $850,000. I mean, this is a nothing contract by an NFL standard. This is nothing. We like you. We want you to come back. Do you want to come back? I don't think that there were a lot of teams that were really bursting at the seams to go get Kareem Hunt. I think at this stage in his career, we kind of know what he is. He's not really a home run threat, not really a guy that you think can rip off a 15, 20, 25 yard run. But if it's third and two, he can get you the 4 yards that you need to extend the drive, to extend the possession and move the chains. That's fine with me. I don't mind this deal at all. Bringing Kareem Hunt back on a one-year, $1.5 million deal. You gave him $110,000 to sign. You gave him $850,000. I mean, I would say in most scenarios, this is the player that you could very easily just cut. I don't think they're cutting Kareem Hunt, but if you got a productive, proven short yardage back and you got him signed for $1.5 million, we don't really need to spend much time being worried about Kareem Hunt this season. I think he has certainly proven that there's something there, that he still has a little bit of juice left, a little bit of gas left in the tank. I'm happy that the Chiefs brought back Kareem Hunt on the salary that he's on. One more cut that I want to play for you guys. Kingsley Suamataia met with the media, and he was asked what makes him excited for the move over to guard.
Went against one of the best D tackles, and I got some good words from him after the game. So definitely stuff to take in and just to improve on.
What did he say?
Just said, for playing guard my first time, he said I did pretty good. So and I've known him growing up. So
who was it?
Zach Allen. Yep.
So that was Kingsley Suamataia. He met with the media earlier today. Rob, we just talked about it. I think that Kingsley Suamataia is one of the more important members of the Kansas City Chiefs. He is one of the biggest storylines this offseason for the Chiefs. He is not an addition by any means, but if you were talking about storylines, pivotal players, important players heading into the 2025-2026 season, I understand you got your Mahomes and your Kelce's. I'm removing them from this conversation. If we are talking about who's really going to move the needle, who are we going to be talking about? I think Kingsley Suamataia is probably near the top of that list of that other group of storylines.
Maybe this is just, I'm looking at this through the lens of social media, and that's not always a good perception of the world. But are you surprised more people aren't skeptical of Kingsley at guard? It feels like all offseason we've talked about left tackle. Is it going to be Jalen Moore? Is it going to be now Joshua Simmons? Who should start? How important is locking up left tackle? Left tackle this, left tackle that. Left tackle, left tackle, left tackle. It felt like we, from the minute, Nolan Smith and co. humiliated the Chiefs O-line in the postseason in the Super Bowl, to now the entire conversation has been left tackle, left tackle, left tackle. Are you surprised more people aren't talking left guard? It seems like Kingsley Suamataia is getting this air of invincibility from the fans. Hey, he played a game that didn't really count with all backups against the Broncos, and he looked okay. So yeah, pencil him into left guard. I feel like fans have just taken what Brett Veach said at the Combine, which is, hey, behind the scenes, people are telling me he is a good left guard, and they've taken that and like, yep, check and check. There is absolutely no live action, full tilt snaps that matter that show that Kingsley is going to be a solid left guard. We hope it. There's belief in it, but there's no real evidence. And yet fans seem to believe that it's just plug and play. He's ready to go. Why isn't there more conversation about Kingsley?
Well, I think it's a couple different things. Number one, it's left guard. Like, that's just not really a fun position to be spending a lot of time talking about. Like, I don't know if your average football fan really knows how to evaluate left guard. So I think that's some of it as well. I think if we are also talking about positional value and positional depth, I think that's just a position like they'll figure it out. So I think that's part of it, too. I also think it's the in Veach we trust, right? Like, if you believe in Veach we trust, you certainly are going to trust them when it comes to this position.
It's guard. Now, I'm with you. I don't think that Kingsley Suamataia is one of the best at his position in the league. I don't really think that you need him to be. Can he be serviceable? Can he be a league average player? I think there's an understanding. You're not going to be all pro at all five positions on the field. You feel like you're all pro at center. You're very, very good at right guard. At times, you have a very capable right tackle. You spent $21 million to see if Jalen Moore is going to be the answer at left tackle. And if he's not, you spent the first round pick on Josh Simmons. And we're talking about a second round draft pick that kind of went through the ups and downs of last season that now you plug and play. So even if Kingsley is perceived to be their worst offensive lineman, he's at left guard. I mean, how bad can you really mess things up, you know?
I get that. And I don't want to come off like I'm anti Invitri Trust. But if you are a person listening, watching on YouTube, whatever, and you think, well, Kingsley's going to work at guard because of Invitri Trust, that doesn't make sense to me because a year ago in Invitri Trust, you were the same people saying he's going to work at left tackle. And they didn't make it to the third game of the season before they realized, nope, he ain't the left tackle.
They didn't make it to the fourth quarter of game two before they sat him down.
He showed up in St. Joe and Kansas City was basically having a party. We found a starting left tackle. We found our franchise guy at pick 64. Can you believe it? Look how great Veach and Reed are. And then he got out there and it was, oh God, this is a disaster. So I'm not saying Invitri Trust is not a bad reason to believe his shift to guard will just work. They've pressed a lot of the right buttons. But it seems like the Invitri Trust with Kingsley has already failed once, and yet there's this, again, air of it's just going to work. We trust it.
I guess maybe I just disagree. I don't think that's it. I also think they have such a question mark at left tackle. Worrying about their left guard seems to pale in comparison to that. You don't know if you have left guard or left tackle figured out. I mean, you think you have left tackle figured out, right? But Jalen Moore made, what, five starts last year? He doesn't have a long track record of working. Josh Simmons, he didn't play the second half of the college football season. So I think there is an understanding about left guard, but I think it's much more as the left side of their offensive line. I think people look at the left side, whether it's left tackle, I think it's left guard. I think it's both of those things. I think that Chiefs fans in general look at the left side of their offensive line as a question mark, which they should. Regardless of what happens, they're not going to have a lot of experience on that side. Kingsley doesn't have a lot of starting experience. Whether it's Josh Simmons, he has no starting experience. He's never started in the NFL. Or it's going to be Jalen Moore. You have less than a season of starting experience. So I do think there is a question mark about the left side, but I also think it's kind of one of those things. I mean, they've already told us what they think the possible solution is. We got to see how it plays itself out once the actual games get going. Coming up on the other side, Lee Corso has made an announcement on when his last episode of College Game Day is going to be, and Chris Sims made his list of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes is not number one on it. We'll tell you who is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips. Cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really excited to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday. We are taking you up to 5:30 today as the Royals play their final game of the season against the New York Yankees. They have not won a game yet against the Yankees. They are 0-5. Now, maybe they get one tonight, and we'll see if they get one tonight. But so far, the Yankees have beaten them all five times that they have played them. Sometimes a team is just better than you. And you know what? I think we've seen enough of the Royals and the Yankees over the last 2 years to just come to the conclusion that the Yankees are just a little bit better than the Royals. So we'll talk about the World Cup actually coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk about the off the pitch and the on the pitch. You didn't think I knew that, Rob. You didn't know. Look at that. I threw that by you. I saw you were impressed with my soccer knowledge, and that's perfectly fine. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. All right, two things that I like to talk to you guys about before we get to the World Cup. Number one, Lee Corso has made his announcement on what his last game of College Game Day is going to be. So the first ever mascot head was at Ohio State. So, of course, you have to go back to Ohio State, Texas, Ohio State, which is one of the most anticipated early matchups of the year. I mean, they were going to do game day regardless. That's a great game to be at. That is where Lee Corso is going to do his final mascot head. That is going to be his final appearance on the show. I love College Game Day. I love college football. I think it has been very clear for the last couple of years that Lee Corso didn't have the fastball anymore. And I think the relationship between him and Kirk Herbstreit has been what has kept him on that show. I think Herbstreit wanted him to do the show for as long as he would like to do the show. I also just don't know if they need Lee Corso anymore. He can't evaluate or break down college football the same. It is obvious that he is not of great health at this stage in his life, and certainly that makes sense. We're talking about a man who is in his late 80s. I don't know if you should be on television and traveling across the country each and every week to college football stadiums. I also think in a lot of ways they have just simply replaced them the same way that the mascot head has become iconic and a reason to watch College Game Day. You watch the pick segment because you want to see Lee Corso put on the mascot head. I kind of think that's what Pat McAfee's singing has turned into. He sings a song that the home team gets excited about. Everybody sings along. He has that kind of personality. I'm not saying that he's Lee Corso at all, but I'm saying is I think the show has taken a part at the end to, hey, what's going to happen? What's going to be the pick? What's going to be the result? I think they found a very smooth transition. I really like the team that they have right now on College Game Day. I think Pat McAfee was a great addition to the team. I think Reese Davis is fantastic. You got Kirk Herbstreit, who is as solid on college football as anybody. You have Desmond Howard, who won a Heisman Trophy. And you added Nick Saban, maybe the greatest college football coach of all time. I think they got a really, really strong group. You always get amazing celebrity pickers to be a part of the show. So certainly sad to see Lee Corso go, but it was definitely the right time to do it. And I am happy that he gets to do the mascot head, I believe, two more times. I think he's going to Ireland to do the game, and then I think he's doing the Texas-Ohio State game. Certainly a great career, an iconic television career. Special thanks to Lee Corso, whose career is wrapping up on College Game Day. So that's one side of what I want to talk to you guys about. The second thing that I want to talk to you about is it is list season. And I can't lie to you guys. I like list season. I like arguing about things that really don't matter. I chose the right profession to argue about things that really don't matter. Chris Sims went on the Dan Patrick Show and he gave his top quarterback list for this upcoming season. He did not put Patrick Mahomes at number one. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's the obvious answer. He's the best quarterback in the league. Not according to Chris Sims. He thinks it is. Well, I'll let him tell you.
Number one quarterback in football going into this season is
Lamar Jackson. Number one. I think when you look at it from game by game basis, consistency, playing at an extremely high level, Lamar Jackson's done that better than everybody in football, probably over the last 2 years, but especially last year. And listen, I went into this thinking I was probably going to have Josh Allen number one. I really thought that. But as I started to watch film and break it down and go through it, I just went, I mean, every game, Lamar Jackson, it's great play from the pocket. It's great decisions. It's versatile throws all over the field. When nothing's there, something good still happens, right? So that's where Lamar Jackson, to me, is separating himself. But it was hard. I mean, Joe Burrow could have won the MVP. Josh Allen did win the MVP, and I voted for him, just so you know that, right? And then Mahomes, who's maybe the greatest quarterback I've ever seen in my life, or certainly in that conversation, okay, he's mastered winning. I understand that. But winning is also not just a quarterback thing. We've got a little too carried away with just giving the quarterback winning all the time. I don't love that. Now, he's mastered that, and he's as clutch as can be, certainly. But I think if you sat and watched film with me, especially last year and even the year before, and we went game by game and we looked at it, you'd go, yeah, Lamar Jackson's playing the position a little bit better right now.
Hold on. Hold on. Because I hadn't heard the comments. I saw the list. I asked it to be cut. I didn't hear the logic. Did he say that one of the quarterbacks has mastered winning after beyond that? To quote Kanye, what do you think I rap for? To push a rap for? Why else am I playing quarterback? You are telling me that I have mastered quite literally the most important skill in professional sports. He said he's mastered winning. But I mean, you got to look at the film a lot more closely. No, I don't, actually. I don't need to look at any more film. I've mastered the most important skill. What skill would you rather have mastered other than winning? He also said he was very clutch. So you're telling me that this guy is clearly a better winner than all of the other quarterbacks, and you trust him more in late game situations than all of these other quarterbacks. I don't really know what else we're supposed to discuss. Now, you were telling me that in a January football game in week 6, you'd rather have Lamar Jackson than Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I guess we can disagree. That's perfectly fine. I don't really care that much. If we're then saying in January and early February, there's clearly one answer and you cannot take the other one, I just don't know how you can rank that quarterback ahead of the other one. The thing that blows my mind is he didn't even have Mahomes at 2. He had Mahomes at 4. Lamar 1, Josh Allen 2, Joe Burrow 3. He said that Joe Burrow could have won MVP. They didn't make the playoffs. What is he? How? He could have won MVP? You guys laugh at me because I think running backs should win MVP. At least I think the best running back should win it. I'd have gave it to Saquon Barkley last year. I'd have gave it to Cooper Kupp a couple of years ago. I'd have gave it to Christian McCaffrey a couple of years ago, and they went to the Super Bowl. We're now arguing because you put up fantasy football numbers on a team that missed the postseason, you could have won MVP. No, you couldn't have. You weren't anywhere near the NFL MVP. You weren't in the neighborhood. Jaden Daniels is at number 5. Matthew Stafford is at number 6. C.J. Stroud is number 7. Justin Herbert, number 8. Certainly the opposite. He is not master winning. Baker Mayfield at 9. Jalen Hurts at 10. Okay. You got it, Chris Sims. I mean, you played quarterback at the University of Texas. You played quarterback in the league. I just played a lot of Madden. Played a lot of NCAA 14 with Denard Robinson on the cover. Played a lot of college football 25 with Donovan Edwards on the cover. I don't know what I'm talking about, but he said he mastered winning. And it's like, but I mean, he said we're putting too much stock into that. Okay, all right, you got it. Justin Herbert. He's number 8 on this list. While Jalen Hurts has more Super Bowl wins than Justin Herbert has playoff wins. And has played well in both of those games. It's not like you think that he got carried in those two Super Bowls. No, he was balling out in both of them. Justin Herbert, in the playoffs, 0-2, completes 52% of his passes, 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, a 60.7 quarterback rating. Yeah, top 8 QB in the league. Makes sense to me. I'm on board. Coming up at the top of the hour, let's talk about the World Cup. Are we ready as a city? Are we ready as a community? Is the soccer team ready? We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.